Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. It's funny you brought this up because I was going to talk about it on the show. I've never seen anything like it.
You are whatever.
And I am not even exaggerating. One, you can't keep up with her.
Follow me.
She blows through stop signs.
Okay.
She blows through two stop signs up here by the Home
Depot.
Back
to back.
Every time there's two back to back and she flies through them.
The ones with the white line are optional.
Doesn't even acknowledge them.
Those aren't real stop signs. They're in the parking lot. And so if there are no cars at the other stop signs,
those are the most two important stop signs in this area.
They're red and say stop.
That Home Depot is so busy and there's cameras on those stop signs. If you look, there's little cameras on top so they can nail people flying through them.
Okay, well,
and Katie flies through those stop signs.
I make sure nobody's coming.
And then we get on the highway, and it's like Fast and Furious. I swear to God, she's like Vin Diesel. She's
I get to the speed limit quickly.
She lives her life a quarter mile at a time.
Katie, I mean, you are the one notoriously,
it's
like,
you've
got speeding tickets recently.
I know,
you've got that stuff going on.
I have watched it when it comes to speeding.
You're the one who got mad at a cop for pulling you over.
Officer, I was singing.
But truly, yeah, like, it's funny you brought that up because it just triggered. I was like, oh my God, yes, I was going to talk about this because.
It's funny because I did say, I'm a great driver, and your face,
I
like,
went,
come
on.
We both checked you.
Hold on. Not a chance you're a good driver.
I think I'm a great driver, but you know, it's hard to convince me I'm wrong, right?
Like, it was insane, Josh. It was insane. I couldn't keep up with her.
That's so funny.
Well,
and you got
faster.
The new car,
and I got
the
new car.
Maybe
follow me.
Get your foot off the brake there, Grandpa.
Grandma.
Yeah, Jer. Stop stopping for stop signs.
Yeah.
And pedestrians.
Okay. Who got there first, though?
You did.
Yeah, I did.
Got there first.
All day long. You probably didn't even pay for your parking when you got downtown.
You just
parked and left. Not my problem. Okay, it is time for a trending report. The big news of the day is Target. If you've got little kiddos, this is important news. Target has recalled almost 26,000 tubs of Good & Gather baby food due to elevated lead levels. There's a lot of lead in it. I don't even know what would happen if you had too much lead. Does anybody know?
Just makes your baby really heavy, right?
You turn into a pencil.
No, it's the brain cells.
It's lead poisoning, dude. It kills you.
Yeah, but
watch
like,
out
what's
for that.
Like?
What do you mean?
If you don't die from it, like, what does it do to you?
Well, I'm sure it just makes you sick.
Like, really sick?
Lead is the one that never leaves the body,
right?
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say. It probably just
hangs out. Oh, God, I don't want that.
Yeah,
well,
it's
specifically in the pea, zucchini, and kale mix. Ew.
Those are, like, the popular ones, right? To get your baby healthy?
Yeah. There was another one that impacted. So, anyway, the FDA has recalled all of this stuff. All the details you can find online if you just search the Target baby food recall.
How does lead get into that? Like, what part of the construction process is the lead?
Wonder if it's a fertilizer thing or...
Yeah,
or
even
all the way
just
back
in
to the planting
canning.
Of the... Yeah,
maybe
the canning.
The canning process,
factory,
you know?
Ugh,
like,
I hate that.
I'm glad they're catching all this stuff, though.
Oh,
when
God.
Like, Katie, do you even remember a time in the 80s when they're like, there's a recall? I don't remember any recalls growing up. They're just like, keep eating it.
You guys drank sprinkler water.
We did. I mean...
I don't remember recalls.
I remember, like when things happened, like, do you remember there was a Tylenol recall in the like early
that
90s?
Sounds
I think.
Familiar.
And it was killing people. There was something that was happening where it was actually like killing people, but that's how they found out it was bad. Like, so
people are dying.
I know. Yeah, we should stop selling this.
Yikes.
So
yeah.
Was that what it was? Tylenol?
It could have been. I just quickly searched the lead thing, including contaminated soil. So there you go. That could be the fertilizers, soil, water, processing equipment, packaging can have some additives in it that get the lead in the food. But yeah, I don't remember any of this growing up. I mean, obviously we have some better technology now to test all this.
What were you eating back in the day, Jer?
I don't know. I'm glowing right now. I remember going to my elementary school a couple years ago before they shut it down because I just wanted to take a tour of it, you know, before they closed it. Because I had a lot of good memories in elementary school. So I went in there and the gym floor was completely different. They had revamped the gym. And I was like, oh my gosh, the carpet's gone from the gym floor. You guys have hardwood floors. And she's like, oh yeah, we got some sort of money to revamp the gym. She's like, and we pulled up all that carpet. She's like, you would not believe the amount of asbestos that was in there. And I'm like,
wow.
What?
Yay!
What?
Like, all the days that we would go to gym class and all be sitting on the floor in the 80s.
Just soaking it up, buddy.
Yeah.
Playing dodgeball, falling onto that floor. Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, there was so much asbestos in
Remember
it.
The parachute?
The parachute.
Yeah, you were just hanging
all
out there.
All it's doing is pulling the asbestos
exactly.
out of the
fiberglass in your lungs now.
What?
Not good.
Not good. What else is going on? Tim Allen has confirmed that he and Tom Hanks will be back for Toy Story 5.
Holy crap.
Buzz and Woody will be joining the cast. He said it's mostly about Jesse this time around.
Let the series die.
I know. Yeah. It's all about Jesse, which was the girl cowboy.
The girl
Yep.
I like this, though. Let Jesse be the main character.
Why not?
Yeah, but how many more times can a toy get lost?
Yeah, I don't know
Maybe
what's
she's
happen
not
here.
Lost. Maybe she's finding...
She's been found.
Yeah. She's finding herself
exactly.
this time.
Exactly. It's her journey.
There we go.
It's her journey. It's her toy
cowgirl journey.
Oh, what else? Alicia Silverstone is going to be returning as Cher in a Clueless sequel TV series.
Shut your mouth.
Another
what?
Classic comeback, huh?
Oh,
as if...
I loved that movie. Like,
who doesn't love that movie?
And it's going to be a TV show?
Yeah, it's coming to Peacock.
But she'll be Cher?
Yeah, she's going to be Cher. She's the Cher, not the singer, Josh, but that was her name.
Well, yeah, her name was Cher on the
oh,
show.
I forgot about that.
And so is she...
I saw the movie one time.
Yeah, not the actual Cher.
Is it like she's the mom and it's based on her
you
daughter?
Bet.
That's
bet,
kind of what they did
That's
with
all the
Freaky
details
Friday. They're making a new Freaky Friday with all the same actresses coming back, except they're the mom and the grandma now.
Okay,
which is kind of cool, yeah.
Lindsay Lohan.
So Lindsay Lohan's the mom, and then what is the...
Oh, gosh.
I know.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis is the grandma now.
Is the grandma.
There you go.
It's kind of cool.
Fun.
Yeah, I like that.
And then one final thing, because you know me and Dolly Parton.
Oh.
It's every day almost,
Best
isn't
friend.
It?
Yeah.
The oversaturation of Dolly Parton. She just announced she's releasing a new book. It is called The Star of the Show, My Life on Stage.
Oh.
You're going to get that one, right?
She's
an audiobook, so you
personal
can listen to her
stories
read
from Dolly, 350 color photos, and much more. You can pre-order it on Amazon right now for $55 if you want Dolly Parton's new book.
That's the way to do it. You should do a picture book so she doesn't even have to write. She's like, just look at my pictures.
There's a bunch
look
of pictures of me.
She wants to tell us more about her life. I love it.
Is it a pop-up book, Jer?
Well, can you imagine? Ah, my eye. Ah, hell. Oh, kids, don't open that book.
It's a pop-out book. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Katie, what's going on locally?
Oh, we've got some really big stories. So DIA to be converted into a little airport city. Talks of an aerotropolis or airport city are in the works here. Developers, they're building a commercial mixed-use property known as Portios. I don't know how... Exactly.
You're so white
to say
right
it.
Now.
I know. I don't know how to say it. But it's
Portios?
Portios or it's Portios. So when I looked Portios. At it, I was like, does he have seven rings? Like, that's immediately what I thought. So it's going to sit adjacent to the airport, about halfway between DIA and Gaylord Rockies Convention Center. But they haven't closed on the purchase just yet. They're saying it's supposed to close later this year. But currently, it is the closest private property to the airport. So it has stores like Walmart, FedEx, Kroger, Costco, and other buildings with open spaces available for retail. So we've talked about how they're going to be making a Target on your way out to DIA.
Yeah, big one.
Yeah, and so all of these things that they're making, we talked about how DIA and that whole area used to be nothing.
Just prairie dogs.
Used to be nothing going out
now
to the
gonna
airport.
Be a metropolis.
And now it's going to be just like I remember when I first moved to Colorado, and this is way back in the year 2000, the area between Longmont, or you know, I guess that would be what up near the restaurant up there, Johnson's Corner. So from Johnson's Corner to Thornton, there was nothing. There was absolutely nothing, and now it's just
filled
one big city.
All in. Yep.
I mean, and then if you look, even going west from I-25 all the way over to Longmont and Meade, and
this
those
is why
areas,
everybody's so mad that there's so many people here.
So many people, and this is going to keep booming.
We're
keep
all right.
moving. But yeah, look for this Portios.
That sounds
really
fancy.
Doesn't
it? Are people
going
to be able to live there?
Yeah, residential area.
So there's
going to
be housing. Okay.
There's going to be housing, offices.
Might be like a Belmar area, maybe, kinda. Or something like that.
Funny enough, you said that because when I was reading the story, story, I was like, it seems like it's going to be like an outdoor mall type of feel. And
it's kind of like Southlands then, isn't it?
It's the thing now. Yeah.
Southlands
to do
is
that.
Like the, yeah.
Well, yeah. We And another thing we've talked about, how they're moving away from the word mall. So this is kind of the complex, the industrial complex that they're all looking for and what they're
all
trying
right.
to move.
There'll be a movie theater down there, a couple swanky bars, an American Eagle.
It's the future, guys.
Jeans.
It's the future.
Yeah, it's the future.
So it's exciting. All right. I'm excited
That's
to see
great.
It blow up a little bit. Also, this is a pretty, like, duh moment, but did you know Coloradans spend the ninth most on groceries in the U.S.?
I don't even get me started, Katie
Feels like
Cat.
Number one.
Makes I know Nick Nack's going to Costco today, and I was like, well, guess I better work some overtime.
Exactly. That's going to be a couple hundo from the bank
it's
there.
It's usually 500.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's a and how long does that last? Like a week?
A
couple
week.
Weeks?
It's like a week.
Yeah. That's insane.
Especially with a teenager in the house now.
I can't even imagine.
Stop.
My parents had four teenagers at the same time. Like, I can't even imagine what, I never asked. I can't even imagine what they were spending on groceries.
Oh, a lot. Especially because, yeah, you're right. In that teenage time, you just eat everything.
We were bottomless pits.
I'll hear him. I'll go to bed and I'll hear it at like 10 o'clock. I'll hear him down in the kitchen. I was like, that must be feeding time again.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah, the locks on the refrigerator door, apparently.
But hey, you know, we especially the boys, my God, I remember horking down whole pizzas, you know, as a teenager, like no big deal. And then half an hour later, you're like, I'll do another one. Let's do this.
Still pretty hungry,
still
actually.
Still hangry.
Yeah.
Kind of eat like that sometimes still. But yeah, so Utah's number one on this list, by the way. So
Utah.
We're not far off. Yeah.
They're not buying booze.
Lending Tree did this study. And they actually even put it compared to the income of the state. So Colorado, we do rank ninth. But when you take into account how much money we make in Colorado on the average, we're actually 24th on the list. So we pay a lot of money for groceries, but we make a lot of money in the state of Colorado, so it's supposed to
Some
average
of us.
Oh,
out.
Yeah.
West
One of
Virginia.
Us is on the show is loaded.
West
Josh.
Virginia, the cheapest place to buy groceries, in case you're
Well,
wondering.
I need my blueberries and eggs.
And blueberries are the most expensive fruit you can buy.
Oh, no. I eat my blueberries every
you
day.
You eat blueberries and eggs every day. He is not a cheap date, Josh. Like, that's not, just his breakfast.
I do. I have blueberries and eggs every morning.
You do.
I'm healthy.
You sure do. And spendy, too. You know what is really good news for us? I'm
what?
Excited. Elidge Gardens opens tomorrow.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes, and it is
What
again,
a great day to go to the amusement park.
While it's snowing.
Sunday's supposed to be great, though, and next week looks amazing. Like, once winter takes its hike tomorrow, it's supposed to get back to nice. But this is the earliest Elidge has ever opened, so it's going to be the longest season yet. 129 days is what you can enjoy for the 2025 season of Elidge's. And those season passes, they're just $79.99.
Look at that.
Can
what
we
a bargain.
Just take a step back and
what?
Think about how cheap that is? Like, that's not a lot of money. Two trips to Elidge's, that's going to pay for it in itself. And if you have little
that's
kids.
Three cartons of eggs.
Yeah, kids two and under are always free, so you can always bring them to Elidge's for a good time. You get free parking with
nice
the season
plug,
pass.
Katie.
I'm just
are you
saying,
getting a kickback from
no,
Elidge's
No, I'm
or
not. I think this is affordable for families. And if you're looking for something to do for the summer, if you're looking for something for your kid to do.
How much is it?
$79.99. How much
how many
is that?
Days are they going to be open?
How much is that camp? That you're going to go spend.
Oh, we've already spent $1,000 for camp.
This is 129 days they're going to be open. They can go to Elidge's every day this summer for $80 out of your pocket.
For $1.61 each day.
Come on now. Right? That's great. I think parents need to know
She's
about that.
She's getting a kickback,
I'm
Josh.
Not getting She's a kickback.
Yeah.
I'm scared Something's of roller coasters. I'm not getting
going
a kickback from Elidge's. But I just think that parents need to know about an affordable option for the summer. Horse camp's like $1,000. So you're going to save a lot of money.
Horse camp?
Yeah.
Who's signing their kids up for horse camp?
People are doing horse
my
camp.
My sister did horse camp.
See, there's a
there's
lot of,
horse camps?
Yeah, she went for a week to like the Everglades or something and did horses. Yeah.
Rich
exactly.
homie Rich even, homie Josh over here.
Even just cheerleading camp or basketball camp, though. These are expensive things. You
Those
put
are the
your
two
kids
we're
in.
Doing. Oy.
You know what I mean?
Oy.
Like, they're spendy. So
Reed's doing
Gardens,
cheerleader camp again?
Yes, he's getting so good. And then we had the one mom come up and she's like, I think we're just going to do all new uniforms this year.
Oh.
And we're like, what's wrong with the old ones are fine.
Exactly.
They're 10.
They still fit that
Doesn't
one.
Doesn't matter.
Let's just zazz it up a little bit.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's get new uniforms. Yeah, let's just all spend $400 more on new uniforms
Ugh.
For no reason at all.
Yeah. More money. Spend more money,
cheer
parents.
Moms.
Cheer, like Sharon.
Cheer moms or never mind.
Oh, dude.
Move on.
Dude.
Well, and I know that we don't talk a lot about the weather here, but because of the incoming weather, they had to reschedule another show out at Red Rocks.
And oh, yeah. Sublime was going to be
in town. Yes, I know. And I am so glad I didn't get tickets because that's my favorite band in the whole world. And I just wanted to go
just
so bad.
Bumping it a few days.
Well, but it's Monday. I can't go to a show
on a
Monday night.
It's a school night.
It was supposed to happen on a Friday night, and I was all about it. And now it's being rescheduled. No, I didn't get tickets anyway. But if I did, I'd be upset right now. It's supposed to, Monday night, they say they're going to honor all the tickets. And if you can't go Monday night, you'll get a refund. Just go to wherever place you got your tickets. So
there you go. And I think the Sublime guys usually perform with their shirts off and everything too. So tonight would not be a good night for that.
Brad and Eric are getting up there in
Brad and Eric.
They keep their shirts on, but Eric and Bud actually. Brad actually passed away, but Eric and Bud, they don't take their shirts off. But Brad's son Jacob is the new lead singer. He takes his shirt off.
Okay,
so,
there you go.
Monday
not a good
night,
day to have
he'll
your shirt
do
off.
It.
All right, well, there you go. There's your very local trending report, including some affordable options for your kids this summer.
You're welcome.
That Katie talked about and got $1,000.
I did not.
There you go.